Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Well, I guess the song would lead us into thinking it was Thursday, right?
I believe so.
Pretty safe in that department.
One of the days that end in Y, for sure.
Yes, right. Good. As the observational queen of the Good Day program, Jay Kirshner, here with the king of... what can I be the king of? I can be the king of farming, right? King of...
yeah.
Cow manure? Is any one of those things? Yes. All right, so it's 7 after the hour, and this is the Thursday Good Day program, October the 19th. We are here on this adventure, sort of a human adventure, being alive as a human adventure, evolving. Hopefully all of us are in some way, shape, or form, although you can't tell by looking at what's going on at the U.S. Embassy in Beirut. It would be nice if we evolved our spirit and our consciousness, because I think that Jay and I, and probably you as well, are here to enlarge your experiences, to liberate your spirit, and mostly to enlighten or open up your brain. And the brain is a beautiful thing, and it shouldn't be wasted, but yet it is by some people, not by all people, but I think sometimes navigating the brain, trying to figure it out. Do you understand how, and that's not necessarily a rhetorical question, how your brain actually works?
Oh, the human brain is so fascinating. The mind itself, but then also the neurons and wires and...
Yeah.
It is
the connections.
So, yeah.
Yeah, right. And then we were talking, one of the constant themes of this program, if you're new to listening to us, is the amazing world that we live in and how the world can't... we had a little conversation about this yesterday, in fact. The world is not an accident. There is something, there's a spirit, there's a mind, a universal intelligence, whatever it is that's behind all of the things that you see, that you hear, that you do, that you think. And there's a new atlas that has been put out, an atlas of your brain that has come about, because this is something that ought to get the Nobel Prize for science, because it is so revealing. The insights that have come out of this study, the location, the structure, the function of, there are 3,000 different types of brain cells in your brain. 3,000 different types of cells, not to mention how many cells there are in your brain. And so understanding this is a key. Well, okay, so I said the 3,000 types of brain cells. Do you realize you have 170 billion brain cells? That's what controls your actions, what controls your thoughts, what controls what you say.
And how they don't work the same for everyone.
No.
Based off of our own experiences, our upbringing, nature versus nurture.
170 billion brain cells. Wow, Izawi. So is everybody using them? No. Not, what is it they say, use 1/3 of your potential or one, what's the...
Yeah, I thought it was like 10%.
Is it 10%? Yeah, 10 or 12%. Wowie zowie. And again, I think that's evidenced by what's going on with the Israeli-Middle East situation. U.S. Embassy in Beirut set on fire. Riots erupting. The State Department tells Americans not to go to Lebanon. Duh. Don't go to the Middle East. Molotov cocktails being thrown at the consulate in Turkey. So the President of the United States visiting the Prime Minister of Israel has brought about all of this. The lack of understanding here, is legion. The fact that there are people who think, against all evidence, that the Israelis blew up that hospital, and say, well, there are different points of view. Yeah, but what about the facts? You're dealing in facts or you're dealing in points of view? In point of view, you can have any point of view you want. But if you want to have in your mind what's real, then you find the facts. And that doesn't seem to be on the minds of a lot of people. The rioters, the educational level, remember, in this part of the world, is not good. They don't have public school education the way the Western world does. They have some education, they have some school, but most of it is built around the religion. Most of it is Islamist. And what do you think they're teaching the youngsters in school? Or, you know, the closer they are to Hamas and Hezbollah. So all the non-essential State Department travel has been moved out of these areas. Matter of fact, I just was listening to the news on the top of the hour, and I can't imagine somebody wouldn't get this, but all Americans are advised to get out of these areas for now. So anyway, there is military around our embassies, but that doesn't mean that they're not going to protest. They're not going to clash. They're not going to try to throw bombs at the embassy. So anyway, it's just kind of a mess. That's an understatement. There are in the Arab world lots of anti-American protests. Turkey, same thing. I just go around. Actually, down in Buenos Aires, capital of Argentina, there was a bomb threat against the U.S. embassy there. So it's this. And then there are those who keep saying, well, it's inevitable. Something's going to happen here. Take a deep breath. And at least we want to take a deep breath. So what do we do about all of this stuff? Yeah, we got all this stuff, the information, And, by the way, it isn't that the hospital was blown up on purpose by Hamas. It was apparently a misfired rocket that struck the hospital. It wasn't supposed to do that, but it did. So why don't you just fess up to it? They don't want to do that. It's easier to blame the Israelis. Go ahead.
Well, no, I thought it was, I can't remember the name of the group, but a completely different group now. That is, they're not Hamas, but somebody else.
Well, there's the Palestinian army. There's three groups here. There's Hamas, that are the real bad guys. Hezbollah, number two on the hit parade. And then there's a group of Palestinians in an informal army called the Palestinian Army that are basically followers of Hamas. And so those are the ones, who've gotten hold. They're getting hold of missiles, Chinese-made stuff, Russian-made stuff. The things that Iran has bought and is shipping over there, just to screw with the Western world. The Jews, they hate them. Christians, they don't like them. They don't like. They want a reason to do what they do, and here's a perfect reason for them. Anyway, we've been displaced. For God's sakes, you were displaced 70 years ago. Get over it. Work around it. Easier said than done. Right? Unga bunga. All right, so anyway, the Biden presence there, the Biden administration, is putting together a foreign aid bill. It's not going to get anywhere until the Republicans come up with a Speaker of the House. That doesn't look like it's very close because Jordan lost it yesterday. Why doesn't he get the message? Right? The message is, we don't want you. So he keeps calling people, keeps trying to call in favors, keeps trying to intimidate people. Apparently, there are a couple of members of the Republican Party whose wives have said that Jordan called them and kind of threatened them.
Really?
You didn't hear that?
No.
So, anyway, how do you get the aid through Congress? You don't until the Republicans fix things, straighten themselves out. I said yesterday, and you agreed with me, look for Kevin McCarthy to... Remember, when he was elected, it took him 15 rounds of voting before he got in to the position. It's not like always, it's not a slam dunk for these things. So tensions are high, as you can imagine, but
It would almost be poetic justice for him to be reinstated.
Be brought in, yeah, exactly. Anyway, here's one of those people that I was talking about, Jay. Representative Don Bacon. Wife got a text message warning her and her husband to back Jordan or else. There you go. That's a good way to get votes, right? Vote for me or else. What, are we living in the dark ages here? Vote for me or else.
Now, do we believe this, though? Because I feel like it could be true. It could be people saying things.
It's, you know, anybody who sends, no matter what the circumstance, if you send a message, a letter, if you send a text, if you send an email,
well, there's
and you don't sign your name, you're a coward. And no one should... you see that in social media, the bullying stuff all the time, right?
Oh,
this
goodness.
Is just nothing
yes.
but advanced bullying.
People say things that they would never say
right.
to somebody's face. But at the same
right.
time, a lot of these people who are acting this way to complete strangers, we do tend to be or have our roughest edges shown to those that we are closest to. So anybody who does this to people they don't even know, imagine how they must treat the people in their lives, the people actually in their lives whom they are closest to.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks, but no thanks. All right, let's change the focus, shall we? Let's change the venue. Let's change the time. Let's change the place. Over to Las Vegas. Have a good time. Call Doug, 800-419-DOUG, and you will win. As a matter of fact, it's impossible to lose when you call that number. It's just that simple. 3 days, two nights. Could win a ticket to a couple of tickets to Las Vegas show. The food is great. The fun is great. If you don't call, you won't win. It's kind of like playing the lottery, right? 800-419-3684. Do it now while you're thinking about it for 3 days and two nights in lovely Las Vegas.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I love this restaurant. Glad we got a table quickly.
What does that sign say?
Caution, wet floor?
No, right next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Huh, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Oh, O'Reilly! It's Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Superstart batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour on the Thursday Good Day program. My name is Doug Steffen. Actually, my name is Dudley Steffen, but nobody much other than my sisters and my son once in a while call me Dudley. You call me, what is that old expression? Call me anything but late for dinner. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, bang, boom, boom. So this is the celebrity portion of the hour, social media, trending things, and who, when you think... right down to the nitty-gritty, to the brass tacks of things. When you think about famous female singers, give me a half a dozen names that come up, right?
Taylor Swift, Beyonce.
Taylor Swift, right. Yep, keep going.
Adele.
Adele. Cher.
Celine Dion, just because she's been on my mind lately. Cher, because, she's Cher.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, let's narrow the list down to a focus on Adele, who's got some revelations that she has gone public with. And so we're going to figure out why she decided to open up right now. Well, not right now. Give me 60 seconds for an important announcement. Then it'll be right now.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
You know, when it comes to pop singers and pop songs, we all have our favorites. I think that every one of the charted hits that Adele has come out with has been something that I actually really like. Sometimes you got some you like more, but there's very little of what she's done that, again, in the popular music world, it's made it to the charts, isn't really good, in my mind, anyway. So she's 35.
So effortless with her singing. When you watch her sing, some people, you watch them sing and you're like, are you in pain? You kind of look like you're in pain getting that note out. And she is just like, it's like she's just talking and she's belting out these beautiful notes.
Big voice. 35 years old. She's in Las Vegas. You can go see her if you call that number, right? Go to Vegas and see the show. She was telling her audience this weekend that she stopped using alcohol about 3 months ago. She said, quote, I stopped drinking maybe like 3.5 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
She said it's boring to quit drinking. She admitted to the audience that she consumed too much alcohol when she was young. She said, I was literally borderline alcoholic for a lot of my 20s, but I miss it. I drink wine now. She said,
well, that's her song, I Drink Wine, yeah. It was a great song. Well, she had previously cut out. She had previously stopped drinking when she was getting a divorce from her ex-husband, and her father had passed away from cancer, and she stopped just for a brief period of time, and then she was kind of, you know, drinking casually again. But now I think it seems, she didn't quite say this outright, but it seems like it's for health reasons, because she also cut out caffeine.
She cut out smoking? Because she was a smoker, too.
She doesn't talk about that. Yeah. I don't remember the last time I saw a photo of her smoking.
Yeah. She used to smoke. As soon as she'd get off the stage, get in the elevator, she'd start puffing away because she said she's so nervous.
She was always nervous. She always felt like she was about to pass out on stage because of her nerves. Yeah. She hated performing live, which is so great to see her doing the Vegas residency now.
That's where the money is.
On a regular basis, yeah.
So you want to go see Adele, call 800-419-3684. Who knows, you might win a ticket to her show on your way to Las Vegas for those 3 days and two nights. 800-419-3684. Isn't it clever how I turned that into a commercial?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Time for me to welcome in a lady who I consider to be my friend. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin. You find as people go into the holidays, they want to look better and feel better, or is that a year-round pursuit, do you think, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, I think it is something that a lot of people, you do. You take a lot of holiday photos. You see a lot of people over the holidays. There's holiday parties, get-togethers. You want to look good. You want to feel good. But it's also super hard this time of the year, too. It's really difficult to lose weight because there's good food everywhere. It's the eating season, right? There's candy. There's
candy.
Cookies. There's snacks. It's everywhere, right?
All right, so what's the deal?
We've got our huge Halloween sale up right now. It's our unlimited buy three, get three free, but we've also got discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, this is a great time to get on it. It's at toploss.com. All the information is on our website, toploss.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a Birmingham, Alabama courtroom yesterday, Joran Vandersloot is admitting killing Natalie Holloway after she refused his advances. The 18-year-old Holloway was reported missing in 2005 while celebrating her Alabama high school graduation in Aruba. Vandersloot was recently extradited to the United States from Peru. He will now be returning to Peru. Americans trapped in Gaza one out.
More than 350 Americans in Gaza are seeking assistance from the U.S. State Department for evacuation. That's according to a U.S. official who talked to NBC News. Despite extensive discussions between the U.S., Israel, and Egypt, the border crossing between Gaza and Egypt remains shut. The negotiations have been focused on enabling the secure exit of foreign citizens and facilitating humanitarian aid. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday.
Sweet.
Not
I like the way you say sweet.
I'd known
sweet.
Emphasis on the T.
Yes, sweet. Sweet.
All right, 34 and change after the hour. This is the Good Day program. Hello. How do you do? Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. So, 855-999-DOUG. Got that in your head? Not related to the number that you call if you're going to Las Vegas, but it sort of underscores the followers of fashion here that understand that Doug is the key to almost everything on this program.
The gatekeeper.
That's it. All right, so what about consideration do you not understand? Are you a considerate person? You think of others? Do you think of this, going back to the brain discussion we had in the last half hour, introducing you to this new information about the connectors in your brain and the billions and billions of cells that are in your brain. How do they connect? In terms of thinking especially, everything you think about, every action you take, there's going to be, what's the old action and counteractions, or everything,
reaction.
Everything that you do, yeah, every action has a reaction. I was, you know what, I should have Warren Eckstein, from whom you just heard an interesting tip a few minutes ago, if you're listening, and have been listening since the top of the hour. A dog and a cat, do you think they communicate with each other? Do you think when,
yes,
for example, my dog Daisy likes to chase cats, doesn't do anything, she can't catch them anyway because she can't run as fast. She's got short legs and the cats move fast, so she can't catch them. But what do you think she's thinking as she's chasing the cat? And if your dog doesn't chase cats or other things, do they kind of get along? You see these pictures often of cats, the sweet picture of a cat mm-hmm. laying on top of a dog.
Oh, yes,
bed.
Yeah. Or like they're hugging each other. And
yeah.
Well, they may not speak the same language, meows mm-hmm. or sparks. They
right.
Body language is universal, even for humans and their fur babies. We
yeah.
can read body language and cues.
Yeah. So does that work for everything in the world or just for human beings? I think that it works. That's the reason I brought it
yeah.
up, because it works for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And it's being aware of it. Aware of your impact on the people in your life. Sometimes you just want to do what you want to do. I get that. And so if you're not affecting negatively anybody else, then go for it. But if you're really thinking things through, which is something that people don't always do, especially bad drivers, right? There are plenty of people that do things that
mm-hmm.
are not...
How many people don't realize they are a bad driver?
Or they don't care. One or the other, right? Listen, there's plenty of that stuff around.
Oh, yeah.
So, speaking of animals and cars, here's the story of a giraffe that fell on a family car, smashes the windshield. This was at the Texas Wildlife Center, so you'd think they would have them sort of under better control. So the giraffe apparently just fell down on top of the car, and this young lady, Carrie Hill, was visiting the Wildlife Center with her teenage sons and her granddaughter. The giraffe approached their car and then poked its head through the sunroof. And Miss Hill stopped the car. She took a photo of the animal, and then it lost its balance and fell down on the car.
I would love to hear the phone conversation
wow.
when they called their
Can you
auto
believe
insurance.
This? Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. A giraffe fell in our car. Yeah, lady. Sure it did.
Can't say I've heard that one before. What really
no.
happened?
Uh-huh. What happens when you call Liberty Mutual or Geico, right? That little Geico guy. What's Liberty Mutual? Has an emu, right? Call them?
Yes.
Is there any insurance company that has a giraffe as a sort of a symbol? I don't think so. Right now, maybe they might.
I mean, there was the Toys R Us toy store had the giraffe, Jeffrey.
Oh,
giraffe.
Right, yes. Are they bringing those toys? Isn't that like Christmas time? They sort of, some stores add the old Toys R Us logo, and they, I thought that was something that was going on.
You can still buy things online from Toys R Us, and one of the department stores does like carry them in their store. I think it's Macy's. Am I Dillard's? Mm-hmm. Does Dillard's even still exist?
Maybe.
I think it's Macy's.
Yeah. So what happened to the giraffe? I don't really care about the car. The people are all okay.
Right.
What happened to the giraffe? The giraffe pulled its head out and it's okay? I don't see anything that suggests the... Either the giraffe was okay or not okay.
No, yeah, the giraffe was able to regain its footing.
Okay, good. And the park was happy to remind everybody they didn't assume any liability
yeah.
for the incidents involving their animals.
There are a lot of videos that float around online of people who take their families to these different kind of wildlife reserves where you can put your window down and you can buy a cup of feed and feed some of these animals and how some of them, like, and these are animals and you have food. They're not just going to, like, walk up next to your car and wait patiently. They stick their heads inside the car.
Right.
And you have these, like, these kids are just terrified and screaming. And it's poor things.
Well, I've had that happen on the farm because we take tours around the farm, put people in a wagon and give them a lot of bread. The cows love it. The cows come up to the wagon. They stick their nose in the wagon. There's a picture that I took, and I don't know, I think it was before you were with me, when my grandson was two and a half years old, and we had him in the back seat of the car, and I decided we'd drive out into the pasture with the cows. Window was down. Cow stuck her nose in the car. Miles didn't know what to think of it. He kind of freaked out at first, and then his mother, who was sitting in the back seat with him, said, no, that's okay. Cows are friendly. Cows are fun. Cows are good. Don't worry about it. So after that, he always enjoyed. But Megan had those same experiences, both of my children. Well, then they were never afraid of them because they grew up around it. When you grow up around something, any experience, you're not going to be afraid of them. And there's really, that's one of the reasons I do what I do on the farm, because I want people not to be afraid of these animals just because they're big.
Yeah. You become desensitized to the nuance of it. Right. And it's just, it really is. I think when you spend so much time with animals that you might normally be afraid of, you realize they have personality. Like, I grew up terrified of dogs, until I got my Daisy. And then I realized, my goodness, dogs are so incredibly
amazing. You didn't have dogs? Your mom and dad didn't have dogs?
No, I had cats. I had cats in the turtle growing up. And all of the dogs I'd been around, some of them were nice, and there were certain dogs I was not afraid of, but as a whole, I was afraid of dogs because I also had experiences with really mean dogs. But then you realize, they are just so, they're such beautiful creatures, and the human race doesn't deserve dogs. They are so beautiful. They are so wonderful.
Not all dogs, not all people are created equal, even though the Constitution says all people are created equally. They are equal, not equally, but I don't think that's necessarily true. How I would summarize what I would say in summarizing this is that when we are born, when beings are born, not just you and me, human beings, but beings of any size, shape, or color, there's perfection there. And then what they do to adapt to their world may change that. And an example of that is that bear is another animal story. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago about the bear who attacked the Navy veteran and tore his jaw off? And now the veteran is coming forward after this horrific attack. He's in Montana, just kind of on a little vacation. He was he decided he would thank. He got all of the story here is that he's so grateful for the kindness that he got from people all over the place. This fellow's name is Rudy Norlander, joined by his daughters Ashley and Caitlin, and the surgeon that put his face back together. We're answering questions during a press conference to sort of reintroduce him to the world.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a survivor, no doubt. And he wrote down the answers to the questions people were giving him.
Yeah. What a mess, though. Imagine. He also had a mangled knee from the experience as well. This is something, you got to know where you are and what you're, if you're in a wildlife area, there's signs used to say don't feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out in the wild, you are going to be, if you're in a lot of these places that at least huge hundreds of acres, excuse me, some of these public parks, there are going to be bears there. There are going to be most lions there. There are going to be lots of beings there.
And you know what? You're correct when you point out that there are signs that say these animals are in the area, don't feed them. But there's not often signs right there on the paths that say, hey, if you come across this animal, here's what to do or here's what not to do. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people, I think, they get scared. They freak out. They run. That's when they get chased. Isn't it whenever you do come up to something, like whether it's a mountain lion or a bear or whatever, you stay facing it, you stay looking at it, but then you back away slowly?
Yes, I think that is the rule. Mm-hmm. Right. Apparently they were out tracking a deer, the family was, and the bear came upon them. And that's when all this happened. So, anyway, the surgery was very expensive, and the youngsters set up a GoFundMe campaign. They've got $64,000 so far for their father's recovery. They didn't... I don't know if they ever found the bear or not. How do you? This was a 10-foot tall grizzly bear.
My goodness, the fact that he is alive, that is a miracle. Yeah. And he apparently he had his first bear encounter when he was 10 that he was somehow miraculously was able to walk away from.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be that eager to go to some of those places, frankly. Speaking of not going places and not being eager, Middle East and the situation there, the White House National Security Director, to sort of follow up on what we were talking about in the last half hour with regard to aid for Israel and what was going on in the House, to go back to what actually was happening there, what it turned out to be the fact, the Israelis were not going to allow anybody to leave Gaza, no medical, no food, no nothing. And apparently that's why Biden went over there, to convince Netanyahu firsthand, personally, that he needed to do that. And that was one of the announcements yesterday, that there was going to be, I don't think it's an open policy, but they're going to, and I think this is appropriate, to give help to the people that need help. And they call it humanitarian aid, going to Gaza. It's in the best security interests, Biden told Netanyahu, and Netanyahu bought it, so that's... I guess that's what's going on there today. But we probably ought to talk to Uri later on, James, and find out what the latest is from his perspective. So we'll do that. Something to look forward to later in the program in terms of information. That's what's king here. Info is king on Good Day, 48 after the hour.
This deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, O'Reilly. It's Super Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Super Start batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Super Start batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey everyone, gather around.
It's time for corny jokes about passing the torch.
The team at Kirian's Welding was fused together solid.
Thanks for all the late nights and early shifts.
But double retirements mean the crew must bond with some certified new hires.
You've both gone the extra millimeter.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Zero room for mistakes here on the Good Day program. This is an important part of the program every day. Food, farm, and family. I think people, I was looking at some of the podcast stats yesterday, Jay, for the program, and the numbers are zooming higher and higher, except for our food, farm, and family information. And I have to think it's because either I'm not making the correct reference to where you can find all of this, because of all the things we talk about, what's more important than food you put in your body and the family that you're taking care of and the connection to the farm.
And the farm,
yeah. Yeah, right. So do yourself a favor. Help yourself to the information. Jay works hard at putting all of this together. Foodfarmfamily.com. In it, you will read more detailed info on things like it's National Seafood Bisque Day. Too bad Rudy's not around so he could shave. Enjoy.
Well.
Right? Anyway. Interesting. It's an interesting history. One might call it a little fishy. According to...
You're on a roll.
According to the history of seafood bisque, the word bisque itself is French. I think we could have figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a word that the French word for bisque means cooked twice. And the method for cooking a bisque, I suppose, I always get it's already made, right? You go to Panera and get some kind of a lobster bisque or something like that.
Yeah, order it at the restaurant.
Right, yeah, it's good. All right, but so you put stock and cream and things and cook it, and then you cook it again. I don't know if we have to go into this that deeply. If you go to foodfarmfamily.com, you can get the background information on how to cook this well. What kind of ingredients? Mostly it's seafood, although once in a while you see a corn bisque or something like that, right? Not often.
Mm-hmm.
Bisque is usually lobster bisque or it's a tomato bisque I've seen. It was pretty.
Yeah. I think
yummy.
This part is just the cooking method, but with today,
yes.
The National Seafood Bisque Day, lobster bisque is by far superior to all other bisques.
Yes.
I said it. I mean it.
I stand by it.
I
as long as I'm not thinking about what I'm eating, I really like lobster. Then when I start thinking about
it. When you think about what those, yeah. what the crustaceans are, they are insects. They are the bugs of the sea.
They are. Bugs, bugs, and more bugs. So why shouldn't we like the same thing? People go, ooh, yuck. Are you eating a cricket? It's the same stuff. You're eating the same thing.
Some people do. They have those at candy stores, like chocolate-covered crickets, or like caramel-covered ants.
Can you imagine a chocolate-covered lobster, though? I don't know how that would work. Even pieces of lobster.
I'm not sure I'd get down with that one.
Yeah. There was a, last week, I feel pardon the pun, fishing around for all kinds of strange stories. And there was a story out of the Keys of the reported largest lobster ever. Did you see the picture? Look it up. If you just Google it. Largest lobster ever caught. Okay. The damn thing weighed like 150 pounds. You see it, and you won't believe it. And it's supposedly like 300 years old.
At that point, it's protected, right? Like, they can't kill it. They can't eat it.
Right. Well, what do you mean? It's sitting on the dock of the boat. So, is it going to live? I don't know.
But if you look at the face,
if that's what it is, or the front of a lobster, you get pretty confused as to what is going on there, because it looks like there's lots of things going on, and they're kind of, all of them are kind of gross. All right, here's the next item. Sealed jars of wine from 5,000 years ago uncovered in an Egyptian queen's tomb. Wow, how about that? And the grave goods, you know, when the Egyptian pharaohs and the queens and people that were important in Egypt, when they died, they put them in a tomb, and in the casket, they put a lot of stuff that was part of their lives. And so this is the burial place of Queen Merit Neith in Abydos, if that's how you pronounce that, 3000 B.C. Researchers from University of Vienna said she was the most powerful woman in the period, first female pharaoh in Egypt. The queen was the only woman to have her own monumental tomb in the first royal cemetery. Her true identity remains a mystery, so the excavators say. They still found these jars of wine. What do you suppose it tastes like? Wine is 5,000 years. I have to ask Jennifer about that.
I wonder if they are going to open one to see if anybody's going to taste it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll drink to that. All right. There's a new coffee, good cup of coffee on a plane trip. Alaska Airlines has set out to change the fact that most of the coffee you get on an airplane is garbage, especially the people right, you're sitting in the middle seat want something that tastes good or feels good. So Alaska Airlines says that they teamed up with Sumptown Coffee Roasters in Portland, and they're preparing a medium dark brew on all of Alaska flights. So there, if you like coffee, take a trip on Alaska.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.